Is the punchline finally here? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Most people still probably think of the Killer Bees as a punchline from Saturday Night Live.
What do you want from us? I mean,
we want your pollen.
But in Moody, Texas last week, an estimated 40,000 Africanized bees killed a man and seriously injured a woman who tried to help him.
All of the wild honeybees in the state of Arizona for sure are killers now. It's a done deal.
Reed Booth is known as the Killer Bee Guy, headquartered in Bisbee, Arizona, and he knows exactly what sets them off.
The problem, Dave, at the entrance to every hive are what are called guard bees. Their only job is to perceive a threat to the hive. They hate weed whackers, lawnmowers, tractors, cologne.
And how can you tell normal bees from Africanized bees? You really can't, until it's too late.
If you get 40,000, you know, bees all pissed off at you trying to kill you, you're done. It only takes 500 stings to equal a rattlesnake bite.
It's not that the stings are worse than ordinary bees. It's just that once the hive is threatened, the Africanized bees never give up.
A guy in California got into a hive in his backyard, jumped into a swimming pool, and for 20 minutes, every time he came up to breathe, no matter where it was, they attacked him and finally killed him.
My gosh.
Well, they go for the CO2 coming out of your nose and mouth.
Bottom line, if you find a beehive, any beehive, don't try to get rid of it yourself. In fact, being in Arizona, Reed likes to joke about his clever idea for border security.
They should just hire me to put killer beehives all along the border. Ain't nobody in their right mind going to cross.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.